Hello and welcome to Guidetruth 365. We're bringing news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 274. And we talked about cause and effect in part one. And I spoke on the first two topics. So today we really just want to talk about the second two. And that's key decisions that we have made either earlier in our lives or just in our past or even in the present. And what I want to point out here is that, you know, some of these decisions that we have made in the past that have actually worked can determine how you make decisions in the present and in the future. And if we're not careful, these decisions can get us into trouble without really realizing it. If something has worked without us really doing any foundational work or without putting any research into it, it's quite easy for us to presume that that situation or that thing that we have done in the past is going to work again. And that is not always 100% true. You know, you can if you bet on a horse and it wins one race, does not necessarily mean a year later you put money on the same horse is going to win again. So it does come down to, making sure that you research every time, making sure that you have a plan intact, making sure that you are, getting advice from the right people, and making sure that, that decision that, yes, A, it could have gone really well, but B, we just have to always be prepared that it may not be the same again. So, yeah, key decisions in the past definitely determine our future. And I find this a lot also in human behavior. If there is a pattern or a behavior that someone is trying to break. So, for instance, if I have someone in the clinic and they are training for a marathon. They've been out of training for 3-4 years and they're just finding that they're seizing up. And this is a prime example with age, you know. Well, it just means you either need to get massage care to help continue with your performance. B, you need to stretch more. And a lot of people don't stretch. This is actually a prime example of, oh, but when I was in my 20s and 30s, I could do it. Yeah, now you're in your 40s. It's quite a lot different. You know, you wouldn't think that 5 years would make too much difference, but it actually does. So, yeah, just making sure that you know what, when you're making decisions and it doesn't work out the way you had planned or it's not quite what you expected, think back to a time or think back to maybe how you can change that behavior, how you can change that pattern, how you can change that decision that you're trying to make.